Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. Mr. Breedwell,
what's back up,
from
what's up?
Thanksgiving.
You know, full belly.
How much did you eat?
I actually didn't.
How much juice did you drink? Let's go there first.
I had some juice. I had like 3 glasses of wine.
Did you bust out anything special or no?
Pops was doing the wine this time. He had a 2014 red wine blend from somewhere. It was really good. And then I brought a Pinot from our good friends over at A&R Winery in Napa. I brought a Pinot from them. It was really good. So we had a good time. It was a little hard because my grandmother has dementia, and I think that's probably be like the last year she could probably remember things. She was a little bit fuzzy. So I was spending time with her, talking with her a bunch, watching football, obviously. Who doesn't watch football on Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
And my father-in-law and sister-in-law came down from Nevada, and we went down to my parents' house in Vacaville, and it was a good time.
Nice.
It was a really good time. How about you?
It was a horrible time, to be honest. Oh. We were all sick. So this was the first year that we literally I can't remember, I think ever, that we did not spend Thanksgiving with my family.
Everybody got sick.
Me, Marie.
I feel like you guys have they're like family plagues.
We do.
Well, it's one person in your house gets sick,
yeah.
Everybody gets sick.
Yeah,
Minus Marie. Sometimes Marie doesn't get sick. I don't get that.
This time it was me, and then I got back from San Antonio and Miami, and they were all sick, and
I damn near got the best immune system by sitting across from me once a week.
And then they got, I think, I don't know, you take these kids to daycare or the parks, and they just come back with all kinds of, you know,
germs. Yeah, the petri dishes. Yeah.
And so, it ran through our house, and we were, and on top of that, I had an eye infection, so my eye was swollen. I had to get antibiotics called in. It was a rough Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Pops brought some Thanksgiving dinner over to us. We just chilled. We watched movies. We watched Venom. We watched James Bond. We watched a couple Christmas movies. So
just Bond one as good as people are saying? It's the last one they've spent a ton of time on.
It was pretty badass. Yeah.
I'm out in style.
Like, I grew up watching. I had all the VHSs of every single James Bond ever created. He was like my fucking superhero.
Isn't it the sad part? Like when a new James Bond movie came out or game, the best part was like, what kind of intro down the gun barrel are they gonna do?
Oh yeah. And so we just chilled. It was good. I did a lot of just catching up on reading and work and goal planning and all kinds of good stuff. So I know we'll be chatting a little bit about some of the updates we saw in the news this last week. some headlines coming out that obviously had a financial impact. The moronic variant, I mean, Omicron.
Why do I want to say
Omicron? We'll be talking about that. Glenn Maxwell that trials. Miss Pelosi making some moves.
And homie that said that he was getting racially. Jesse Smollett case also starts.
Yes.
Yeah, he is pegged to not do well in that.
Yep.
Just as Miss Maxwell is pegged not to do well in her trial. I'm pretty sure she's going to keep some. She's got a 45 on the hip. She's not going down without a fight, I don't think.
Well, it depends on. I mean, so. James Comey's daughter was just assigned by
The judge was assigned.
Which is James Comey's daughter.
No. Then the judge picked his daughter as the head prosecutor.
Or the head prosecutor. There you go.
I got you.
But
this all happened 2 weeks
the
ago.
The new judge was just appointed by...
Well, now 3 weeks
Schumacher
ago.
And Biden.
Correct. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Very interesting on the timing of all of this. And really, Comey's daughter, with her connection to politics and being in that world, really should recuse herself in this particular trial, don't you think?
I guarantee you that on both sides, because I have to look at this through a twofold lens, the way I see it and the way other people see it. The way I see it, yeah, there's definitely conflict of interest, but I'm sure that there's a way you could spin it to where, it's not. So to be fair, I just think that I just don't think that would be – that's the best choice. I mean, I just don't think that's the best choice.
Yeah. It's going to be – I'm just really interested.
She's not the only prosecutor.
Well, and I just – all I really want is for
– Your dad is set to get impeached even though he's already out of office. I just don't – I don't know if that's a good – the old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Like I'm a lot different than my dad, but there's a lot of more similarities with me and my dad to the outside eye than I would see myself.
Yeah,
she's probably gonna have a lot of similarities to her dad. Her dad's a fucking liar. So
I just want the truth to come out.
Correct.
And it'll be very interesting to see with how many elites are tied to that black book and what she knows. I mean, the mainstream media, dude, is unbelievable with how they are throwing out smoke screens and what headline news are actually making it to headline news and what stuff is not being covered. I mean, dude, when I forget what is Dan Crenshaw, who is based out of Texas, love the content that he puts out. And he's obviously a politician, but he's a sensical politician.
He is a politician.
He's got the eye patch, and he reminds me a lot of Ron DeSantis.
Yeah,
and
minus he's a. There's a couple, I think, issues that I think he played soft a little bit on, but he's overall pretty okay in my eyes.
But I just to kind of go back in terms of like what the media is and isn't covering and then what they are covering, how they're spinning it, like the whole Waukesha, Christmas parade, basically massacre.
I mean, it was a massacre. Just like when the guy and the white person in the Dodge.
At Charlottesville. That was a domestic act of terrorism.
Yes,
they called that what it was. 4 months. I mean, we still hear about it, right?
Yep.
CNN.
Car crash.
They haven't one thing said
a,
that it was
not a car though. It's a person driving. A
I mean,
car.
It said Waukesha will hold a moment of silence today. This is a CNN headline, marking 1 week since a car drove through a city Christmas parade, killing 6 people. It's always been a car.
African American man that was upset.
And he hated white people. That was another thing that they uncovered all over his social media.
Also had an BLM. MO of using a car as a weapon.
Yes.
He literally was in prison for trying to do that to somebody else.
A week prior got let
else.
Off on a $1,000 bail when he tried to run over the mother of his children. So that's just one example of like how the media is covering things and what they're talking about. I mean, I haven't heard, this is one of the biggest cases, in my opinion, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial ever that could impact a lot of powerful and elite people. Nah, they're not talking peep about that.
And the judge just ruled in favor to keep some of the evidence because of, I forget the two words that were used to describe it, but essentially it's so like, holy crap, they want to keep it from the public's view so that it doesn't skew the outcome of the trial. And it's like, damn, when do I get to get one of the freaking things in the mail to be on that trial?
Right?
Like that, I would be so happy.
I would sign up for jury duty.
I'd be like, I will make $12 an hour for months.
All day long. All day long.
It's funny. But yeah, no, crazy stuff going on right now. I try to ignore all the stuff I don't have any control of. And
well, one thing that obviously was in headline news this week, Omicron out of South Africa, big deal. All of a sudden.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, I don't either.
I sent you the thing of the health minister saying like, oh yeah,
mild symptoms, little body aches. And basically what they did uncover, at least a pretty prominent South African physician and doctor that has been somebody that they have kind of touted as being the science kind of, you know, follower and somebody to look to for guidance, at least in South Africa, and medicine when it came to the COVID-19 variant came out. And I only saw it in a couple little places. It was very hard to find. Came out and said, no, actually, these tested for the Delta variant. This isn't even like, well, I don't know what Omicron is. It's the Delta variant, and they're the exact same symptoms, and they're very mild. But now, all of a sudden, we're talking about shutting down and using all of these things to, you know, basically, right?
I think the best part about it is the market is like, no. It did one day. We had one bad day where we've recovered almost half of those losses in one day.
So Dow had worst day of the year, 900-point drop in one day.
Mm-hmm. Still, it's like, guys, just so you know, a barometer of when you need to like worry, if the stock market drops by like 5% or more in a day, that is a like, uh-oh, because that institutions need to sell to get to that level. And I'm just, institutions weren't selling, they're buying.
Yeah.
It's all on the insider trading reels. I mean, they're purchasing, buying the dip. And I read an article today, is dip buying, you know, going to be a bad idea this time? And I obviously think it's not. Stocks were just simply on sale last Friday. And
I was going to say, it's, I know.
Right before a huge Santa Claus rally.
It was a Black Day, a Black Friday sale. And a lot of people bought in on the crypto dip. They bought in on the stock dips. I mean, they bought in on Black Friday and Amazon dips, whatever you want to call it. It seemed like a great buying opportunity this last week. What did you guys do?
We reallocated. I know that I bought some Fubo, and these are just stocks that I personally am holding. I don't recommend anybody purchase them. Please make sure that you talk to your financial advisor before making any decisions about that kind of stuff. But I personally bought some Fubo TV. I'm a crackhead on Twilio, so I bought some more Twilio. I think I have like 15% of my portfolio in that, which is not recommended for a novice trader. So that I bought some Twilio.
Why do you like Twilio?
I just really like them because they're a well-diversified cloud computing company. I've been nibbling on at them. I was in them in the low threes. I repurchased back in the 280s. I just bought again in the 270s. So I'm just nibbling back on that. I love that position. I got rid of all my NVIDIA. I got rid of all my Tesla before the dip. I sold right 2% below the peak. So we've reallocated to some different areas. We were a little overweight tech and now starting to maybe diversify to some more consumer discretionary areas and some communication services as well as industrials just because we had the bill pass. And so that's going to obviously trickle into the market slowly but surely. That's about all the moves that I made. We already had made moves a week prior. So minus some like nibbling at some on sale stocks, that's about where we were at. probably in January or February, I'll start offloading some other stuff, maybe some Palantir, maybe some other names like that, and get some profit taking and reallocation for the beginning of a new year. We kind of had forecasted a moderate to better than average a year on the S&P, which is kind of what we said for this year. And we were, again, nobody gets mad at you when you say 19 and 22 happens. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
So we undershot the market this year by about 150 points as of right now. I think that we'll maintain above that and then some. And we like being on that side of being wrong because it's an error in our client's favor. Real estate is still cooling down, but the demand for real estate is not cooling down. I think that the, just like people got used to kind of this pandemic market where they're used to, you know, hey, some more restrictions, but we've figured out how to move within that space now. I think people have figured out like, okay, yes, inventory is tight, but now I understand how to move in this type of marketplace. It's just not, I mean, when has inventory ever been like this and people wanted real estate? It hasn't really ever happened. So we had pending home sales, or was it pending home sales that came out today?
Pending home sales, baby.
I mean, beat by expected 680
basis, so 680
basis points. I mean, literally 6.8% beat on that number is a very strong.
That's massive.
Yeah, and if there's one thing that we can all...
What does that tell you?
Well, one thing we can always look back to is there's a lot of like tried and true indicators for the stock market, like the yield curve, like the volatility index, like what people are doing for building permits and new housing starts and pending home sales, like people are going to spend their money.
Yep.
That's a lagging indicator that will catch up to the market eventually, but I'm pretty sure that that's indicative that we have a strong market going into the new year. As always, I'm looking for a dip in January because normally we have like what's called a Santa Claus rally in December, and there's some profit taking in January, which represents another opportunity to reallocate and purchase some stocks that are on the dip.
I love it. Now, oil and gas, that's been a big issue for a lot of people. Big frustration, I think, for a lot of people. Any relief on the...
Yeah, if oil keeps... oil dropped by about... I think at the peak, about 15% and leveled out to around a 13% drop last week. If it keeps trading at this spot, we could see gas prices, at least like in California, it's like $5.20 to $5.50 for premium and about $4.40 to $4.75 for regular. We could see that regular price get down maybe to the 350, 390 zone, which I know is, I'm talking on this podcast, people are like, holy shit. Yeah, that's what we pay for gas. And most of it, the craziest part, guys, is tax.
Yeah.
It's actually like they, I don't know about in your state, but they have to put a sticker that tells us like what it is. Like 66 cents of that is for California state gas tax that we voted to keep. But anyway, that's what I see as a relief there. Energy is still... should be doing well. I'm not a huge fan of MLPs, which are like funds, limited partnerships, mm-hmm. Master limited partnerships that you kind of do. It's like a mutual fund. I'm not a huge fan of MLPs. They have not really done well in the past 10 plus years, but exposure to energy in different ways, maybe through solar, through alternatives, that's a good place to be normally with an administration like this because they're going to give credits and lenience towards those ways. So that's where still we're looking. And they just announced in Nevada that they found a huge lithium deposit, like massive.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So I heard that they're
whereabout
near where they are mining gold in Nevada.
Interesting.
Ely, I think, is the name of the city. Ely, I believe. So there's a huge lithium deposit that's supposedly going to, you know, that's good for batteries because that's what we make batteries out of. So lots of fun stuff happening in the oil and energy space right now. But overall, a pretty good spot to be in when we have an infrastructure bill passed, when we're going to need to use more than average fossil fuels, when we're going to need heavy equipment that requires energy to use. That's a good area to be diversified in my opinion.
Well, definitely some interesting, you know, stuff to be paying attention to as we close out the end of the year.
Yes.
You know, one thing that has not changed for you and I is that we're continuing to follow our plans. We're continuing to buy.
Never faltering.
Right? And just staying the course.
I hate
and
Bitcoin
so,
still.
And Ryan has not changed his stance
and anybody
on crypto.
Anybody want to say I've been wrong?
And just a quick update for you guys. We'll have more to dig into on crypto next week. But if you were looking at the crypto market as a whole,
tell it to me.
For the week, it's down 2.5%. For the month, it's down 6%. So, something to you know, continue to pay attention to. I think, if anything, just let the numbers tell you, you know, the reality of how great or volatile or safe or, you know, profitable, you know, these types of investment vehicles can be versus others.
And all you crypto freaks, I don't want to hear you talking about stocks dropping 2% when crypto dropped by like 9 in the same, it's just, you know, it sucks when you got to do this kind of stuff, but it's okay. Cause I'm, you know, y'all can call me father cause I sun y'all up all the time.
A little pat on the head.
It's not going to be, it's a boom bust and event. It will get replaced by some sort of Ethereum type deal. Like nothing. Can't wait to, we have to like, this is recorded. What am I saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to play sound. We're going to put eventually a sound bite when I'm right in the future. And I'm going to hit that fucking button so many times. It's going to probably lose us listeners, but you will hear me tell you, and I will rub it in your guys' wound. Nobody builds anything on Bitcoin's blockchain. I mean, you give me the last project that was built on it, and I will shut up, because there isn't one. Last thing I did was a Taproot upgrade. Would love to hear you guys talk about that, because you're probably like, what the fuck, Taproot upgrade? Yeah, Ryan knows what he's talking about. I keep my finger on the pulse. But everybody still builds on the ERC-20 blockchain, which is Ethereum. Bitcoin's up 2% today. Ethereum's up 5%.
I love my Ethereum.
It's got twice the volume. So I'm not here giving you a buy.
I'm definitely putting more money into Ethereum long term.
It's not. Yeah, it's just Bitcoin will not be adopted. It's too volatile. The scarcity, the supply is too scarce. Central banks hate it. India hates it. China hates it.
Well, here.
Only people that like it are people that. Literally, they're scammers. I mean, really, scammers
They
love it.
There's a lot, and there's a lot of, you know, influencers that are pumping and pushing because they know they can get people with kind of the poppy craze a little bit.
And it
doesn't feel
and even
based
more
on
of
true
that,
fundamentals or principles as we're talking about investments.
Guess what coin that you have to use to buy all these shit coins? Ethereum.
Yep.
You have to use Ethereum because the transactions are faster.
Yeah.
That's where there's less there's less slippage and gas fees. Guys,
if that doesn't
I'm just telling you, it's right in front of you. Stop being a fucking crackhead. and put the pipe down and listen.
Well, here's what I will say that I'm a crackhead for, which is real estate. I'm buying a lot of it this year. I'm going to continue buying a lot more of it next year. Here's seven reasons to buy real estate for all of you that are not as diversified or invested into the asset class, right? Mm-hmm. It's a proven asset class for one. Probably, if not with, you know, hand in hand with stocks, the two most proven asset classes.
So number two asset class, it goes stocks, number one, real estate, number two, bonds, number three, and then gold, number four.
There you go. Number two is, you know, capital preservation. You want to talk about a true store. That's a store.
And if you flipped that, it would be real estate number one, bonds number two, yep. Stocks number three.
Number three, cash flow while you sleep, mailbox money. I love it. I get it every single month.
The difference is on that too is when you get mailbox money on real estate, you normally get tax benefits, which is something that tax unbenefits when you get cash.
Don't be skipping ahead of me now, young man.
I'm just telling you.
Number five, tax advantages. Number four, real assets, right? Number six, long-term appreciation.
Yep.
And number seven, you leverage properly. Right, you can ultimately rinse and repeat this process over and over and buy more with good debt, not bad debt, good debt on assets that pencil, that bring in cash flow, and that give you all these other advantages. So,
and that one of the things to tap into that, like that's why real estate works because there's tangible assets backing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know that one of them, there's a lot of white paper behind this, but one of the reasons the crypto market is on such a big drive up is because what a lot of people are doing is they go to these websites, they buy a coin,
mm-hmm.
then they go and deposit it on this website and they stake it so that that website can lend it out to other people and charge them a crap load of interest. But then mm-hmm. they take loans against their staked crypto to buy more crypto. Then they take their loaned crypto, restake it and reloan against it. It's like synthetic CDOs on a rocket ship.
You want to talk about a house of cards.
So there's a lot like that stuff's going on. I mean, like I saw some stuff where like
places are going to die in 2%.
Places are playing so like 29,000% yield. It's like, come on guys, that's not real. Like I know, like, do you think Wall Street would be missing out on that?
No.
So anyway.
So with that being said, we love y'all. We will be back next week. For those of you who haven't taken advantage of your free financial x-ray, you want to connect with Ryan and his team, have them dig into your portfolio, have them see what your fees are, have them see your allocations and making sure they're aligned with your goals and when you want to be achieving those by, you can text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. If you want to know more about my individual syndications, you want to get into passive investment opportunities and you're an accredited investor, text the word deals to 844-447-1555. One of the best things that come out of this podcast, we get to connect with so many of you amazing listeners. We jump on calls with many of you each and every week. Thank you for the support. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe. Please share it with a friend or a family member. Leave us a 5-star review in iTunes. And with that being said, we will see you guys next week. Cheers.
See y'all.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. Be sure to tune in next week for more news and updates. If you got some value from today's show, all we ask is that you either leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, or share this with somebody that you know can gain some insight, some value from it. One of the things that you guys know about Ryan and I is, you know, we definitely won't say we have all the answers, and we definitely won't say we know it all. We just want to bring conversation to the areas, the topics that we believe are really important to bring attention and awareness to help you sharpen your axe, put more tools on your tool belt, weaponize you to make the best decisions that align not only with your financial goals, right, but your lifestyle goals. So if you guys want to take advantage of Ryan's free financial x-ray on your investment portfolio, all you have to do is text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. Most people have no idea what they're being charged from a fee perspective, or really in most cases, overcharged, and whether or not their current investment plan is actually aligned with what they're trying to accomplish and by when. And this is something Ryan does for all of our listeners for free. So be sure to take them up on that x-ray, one word, 844-447-1555. Also, if you are someone who is serious about building your wealth and you're already kind of established, but you want to surround yourself with other like-minded, high net worth individuals,
Be sure to text WealthCamp, one word, to 844-447-1555 to learn more about our intimate five-star experiences with other like-minded business owners and investors, to cross-pollinate, to hear what they're doing, and to have a whole hell of a lot of fun while we're doing it. And last, if you want to know more about consulting or getting mentorship directly from me or from Ryan, you can learn more by texting the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, that's all for this week. Until next, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.